In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we all know Jonah, don't we? Jonah the prophet, Jonah the whinger, Jonah who wanted vengeance, wanted everybody to get it all right. And if they didn't, he didn't want to know them. I mean, for us oldies, we're used to Bible stories. It's one of the favourites because it's got the story about the whale. And it's a must give for a Sunday school prize or Christmas present or birthday present. Today, though, he's having to witness repentance and God's forgiveness of that really bad lot in Nineveh. And although they did all the right things, sackcloth and ashes and, you know, doing everything, he still wasn't really happy that God expected him to worship with them. He'd rather die than do that, to be associated with them, even though they'd repented. Now we come to Jesus, born and raised in a society which had much the same attitude as Jonah. Them and us. We live in the promised land and we're the holy people. And everybody else, if they don't follow what we're doing and what we set down as the rules, then they're out. They're out of God's favour. Them and us. With no question about who's the winners. And Jesus bears God's message in his very beginning, the beginning of his ministry. He walks down to the Sea of Galilee, and what does he say? Repent, because the kingdom has come near. Repent. Take a good look at yourselves. Nobody's perfect. Not even me. Isn't that a shame? The more I try, the worse it gets. It's a huge ask. Turning away from. So what's your first thought? What's your reaction to all of that? And if we do that, then what next? What have we got to lose? Perhaps you think, I've got them. I've got the keys to the kingdom. I know what's what, and I can bring others to Christ. Throughout Christian history, there have been constant waves of repentance and good works and conversion and disappointment. Just wave after wave after wave. And we're in one of those. Because people don't see us as credible anymore. And that's not because we're not credible. But we are in a situation of not being on a high in society. But there's the danger. When you are. So it's a very complex business we're at. It's the human condition to not be perfect. We are mortal beings and we're not perfect. So how can we keep our spirits up, our hearts in tune, without doing a Jonah and wanting to sit back and criticize? Because otherwise we might feel that, well, what's the point? We'll just go out and have a jolly good time and blow it all. Reflection on Scripture is a key tool. And reflection on our own way of life, where we see ourselves in society, what's happening in our society, is equally as valuable. So we can't have one without the other, because we are mortal human beings living, and that's the biblical story. Always. I'm going to read a little bit out of a review of a new book that came out. And this review was written in November last year. It's an Australian novel. It's called The Conversion. I mean, that's what repentance is, isn't it? We're converted to a new way of thinking. The Conversion by Amanda Lowry, a tale of Australia's obsession with home ownership. The Conversion declares itself a real estate novel from the opening sentence. Quote, when they saw the for sale sign planted in the front of a tall hedge. That Australian obsession with home ownership shapes Amanda Lowry's ninth novel, but not always in predictable ways. The home here is a desecrated church, which opens a meditation on the material spaces we choose to live in and the way buildings can inhabit our spirits. You know, churches are holy space. Just the same as our First Nations people talk about sacred space. This is a sacred space. One of the churches I worked in Victoria was on a dream line or song line or whatever those lines are called. And lots of churches are. And the land itself is holy because God made it. You know, we think too much materially. And while the church is a material thing, it is imbued with holiness, just as we are ourselves. So this reviewer says that Lowry often looked at human nature by turning her intellectual prism on our attractions to old and new ideologies, one of which is Christianity, acknowledging a need for transcendence. Transcendence is wanting to get yourself out of the mundane and everyday. You know, praying, meditating, being aware of the other, finding spiritual connection. I don't know about you, but I often think of people and ring them up and find out they've been sick or something happy's happened. These connections are real. The Conversion confronts the place of religion in contemporary life head on. Life is free but unstable without rules and rituals, and conversion takes different forms. The Conversion, is that the book or what happens, is contained in the static space of a church building ill-suited for the Australian environment. And then it goes on about the inner life of a principal character who is troubled by dreams and self-questioning. And the quiet tension of life is shaken by crises and epiphanies. Australians are crying out for something to give meaning to their crises, but all the time are heading off in the direction of ritual in the form of Anzac Day parades, football grand finals. You know, you can see the need for it, and that's why we're here today. Because we need to be in another space where we can work towards conversion of life, which isn't a one-off. The great monastic leader, St. Benedict, One of his rules was conversion of life, daily conversion of life. And just think of that conversion in the gospel today. How radical is that? The culture was built on the land, and we see it played out in the Middle East war. You know, this is our land, God gave it to us. And no one else is going to have it if they don't obey the rules. And family, God ordered. This is the way God made us. And family is important. And the law, expanded in scripture to include every jot and tittle of life. And to follow this man, he challenged every basis of life as they knew it. So the question is, what is it that you really love the most? Your opinion? Your house? Jesus said, follow me. The Lord be with you.